The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, you lovely listeners. Welcome to today's edition of The News Show. Hey, it's Monday, the 5th of August, 2019. All the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, we'll get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting Monday off with Facebook and a little bit of name changing going on over there with their other properties. Now, for those of you that don't remember, Instagram, WhatsApp, yep, they own those too. Now, as far as the name changes goes, no, we'll still know them by their main name. They're just going to have Facebook attached to it. Facebook is saying they want to be clearer about their products and services, and they want it to be a part of Facebook. So now, instead of seeing WhatsApp, you're going to be seeing WhatsApp by Facebook. And the same thing will go for Instagram too. Now, this is probably not a surprise to you and me, but it is a surprise to the people that are actually doing those companies still. The two companies kind of thought, well, they'd just be allowed to be at a level of independence where they've always been. But late last Friday, Facebook had a few surprises for them. As for you and I, what will change? Nothing. It'll be the same experience and the same privacy issues we've always had. Okay, hands up out there. How many of you had your cell phone with you and you forgot that little brick you have to bring along with it? Yeah, talking about your portable charging unit. It's 10 o'clock and you just realize, crap, I've got enough battery till about 10:30. Well, Xiaomi is actually feeling your problems. That's why they're about to design a smartphone with an integrated solar panel. I know, I can hear the laughs right now and you can probably just keep on laughing. More than likely, this is not going to help your scenario if you've lost your power brick, but nonetheless, it will give you a little extra charge. Now, right now, this is just a concept design. It ain't nothing they're going to manufacture just yet, although we are hearing talks they're pretty serious about it. The solar panel, as you would expect, is on the back of the phone, meaning you'll have to put screen down when you want to start charging the thing. Don't worry, you still can plug it in like normal. This is just for those emergency cases, and it's really going to have to be a major emergency. Because it appears that solar charging panel that's on the back of the thing, yeah, it's going to give you about 2 minutes of talking time for about 10 minutes of charging. Now, granted, all those solar cells have become a lot more efficient. The biggest problem is phones have gotten a lot more power hungry too. And the solar panels, yeah, they just can't keep up. And finally, all right, this is for all of our new parents out there. Just in case you can't tell when your baby has taken a crap or a pee in its pants, well, guess what? Pampers, along with Google, is here to help you. Together with Pampers, they've created this, shall we say, smart diaper. Like we always say on this show, they've had so many other smart things. Why not make a diaper now, right? Yeah. Now, just so you know, the diaper will link up to Wi-Fi. That information then will be sent to your smartphones to let you know that little Timmy or Tammy has taken a little leaky. Or possibly poopy. Now, if I've got your attention and you're still intrigued, you might be thinking, how is this possible? Well, that's because of a nice little smart sensor that's in the diaper. It will actually detect if there's actually a bit of urine or stool that's now accumulated in the diaper. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the future. We now have smart diapers. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website for all of our podcasts, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get on over there, check it out for yourself today. Also, check us out on Facebook, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join us in our community over at our Slack room. You can simply go to britishtech.slack.com. Come on over today. We'd love for you to be a part of our ever-growing community. The News Show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, okay? And thank you so much for listening.